Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KABC, reporting live from an undisclosed location deep behind the orange curtain. That's right. Oh, my goodness. Okay, it's been a long Monday, and a lot's going on. What's the word? The word that comes to mind is Schadenfreude. Oh, German. Yes, it's German. What does it mean? It means when we delight in another person's misfortune, which I think is exactly what is going on with this Kim Kardashian thing. Now, please don't turn off the radio. I know this is almost like me reporting on sports, because I'm in deep in territory that I know nothing about, which I readily admit. But I have a take on it that's a little bit different from everybody else. But just here's the story. If you're just tuning in now to the world, apparently there was a little bit of a problem. What is it? Last night, 2:30 a.m. in Paris time. So Kim Kardashian, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and she's a bunch of masked guys. Well, they're posing as police officers. They raid her apartment, this luxury hotel that she's staying at in Paris. And they zip tie her, put her in a bathtub. See where the Schadenfreude comes in? Anyway, so put her in the bathtub and steal about $6 or $7 million worth of jewelry from her. Now, as best as I, so I have no knowledge of this, of who these people, I get it. I know who they are, of course. I don't even know. I couldn't even identify for you a Kanye song. The staff is laughing because earlier today I'm telling somebody about what happened and I'm trying to figure it out. And I said, you know, Kim Kardashian and P. Diddy. I got the wrong black guy, you know, because it's the other guy. It's Kanye, P. Diddy, Kanye, whatever. Anyway, so I'm that out of my depth here. But I bring all this up because these reality star people, right? They put their whole lives on Instagram. You know, you and I, right? I mean, I know, but you and I, this is the kind of idiocy you don't. She advertises in real time where she's at. So if you're not an Instagrammer or a Snapchatter or a tweeter, let me explain to you. Basically, some people like Kim Kardashian are so vapid that they walk around in a self-obsessed bubble. And everywhere where they go, they take pictures of themselves showing off. You know, she's got like two giant diamond rings. I think they're each valued somewhere around $3-4 million. And she's posing pictures of herself with these rocks. And she goes, "Well, look at me, I'm here. And look at me, I'm there." Can you imagine humor me here. The president of the United States tweeting his exact location at all times. Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, she's in the middle of Paris, which I want to talk about in a minute, which not the safest place, okay? It's a hotbed of terrorist activity. And you've got Kim Kardashian, who is, you know, basically an internationally known sex pot symbol, who's walking around in barely their outfits. I mean, you got to tell, if ISIS had a target of some celebrity, I mean, it would be her. There's nothing halal about those outfits. I'm going to tell you that right now. But here's the thing. This is the crazy thing. So this is how stupid these people are. So she advertises all about where she's at, and then ends up being in her hotel room alone with no security around, which is just insanity. Yeah, well, she's got the bodyguard, right? This guy looks like Man Mountain Fink, and he wears a fanny pack of all things. I mean, how do you, what kind of grown man wears a fanny pack? Did you see these pictures? He's German. That's producer Robbie raises a fair point. Young, are you raising your hand? You wear a fanny pack? No. Yeah, well, you're also voting for Hillary. So basically nothing you do is, everything is suspicious. Well, okay, so what of all of this? You know, I actually think that Americans have a la-la view of Europe. This is a theory I have. Because you think of Paris. Missy, have you been to Paris? Okay, Missy's nodding her head. She's been to Paris. Robbie, you been to Paris? Young? I don't care what you think. That's a Hillary voter. Okay, I think a lot of Americans haven't been to Paris. Now, Kim obviously has, but a lot of Americans haven't been to Paris. And what do they think? Think of, you know, Ma Vie en Rose and music and, oh, baguettes and pain au chocolat and stinky cheese. And, but they, you know, they just think of this very romantic city. And the fact of the matter is, it's a dangerous place. I mean, if you're at the Bataclan Theater, you know, what is it? Eagles of Death? Heavy metal, right? Yeah, Eagles of Death metal concert. Now, and it's not just about terrorism. Crime is rampant in the city. And that's just it. I think that when people travel, they have this, and especially when they travel to a place that is so celebrated, that is so, I don't know, that has so much lore around it, they throw all caution to the wind. Even when they're high-profile people who have all the money in the world could certainly pay for the security. You know, It's odd. I mean, so where what do I do? I'm telling you all this because, I got to be careful now. I'm headed to Europe tomorrow, so it's kind of hits close to home. And no, don't worry, So tomorrow, just a brief little aside here for housekeeping. Tomorrow, tune in 6 p.m. We'll have the VP debate here right after Jillian and John and Jillian, they're gonna just finish their show and go straight to the debate. But so I will be back here on Wednesday, and I will actually be coming to you straight from Europe. So that's kind of exciting. I'll tell you when I'm there, because I don't want to broadcast my every move. No Kim Kardashian here. I'm thinking about it. Well. Yeah, don't even get me started. So what do people do? You know, I'm thinking about this now, I'm traveling, I'm thinking how to be safe, I live in a safe place. You know, we're very, you know, and for the most part, you know, we all live in the suburbs, don't we? Most of us, right? And maybe you live right in the heart of Los Angeles and you might live in, but you've got to be aware. You've got to be aware of your surroundings. And you don't, one thing that you don't do, incidentally, when you go to big cities, you don't wear the Rolex, you don't wear the fancy ring, you don't wear all your jewels everywhere. It's like a pro tip if you're traveling. I think I have a one aside on this is, you know, I remember when my first visit to Mexico City, I went there with the wife, and everybody told us, they go, you've got to be safe, and you don't, whatever you do, do not wear any shiny objects, like nothing. Thought I was going into a aviary full of magpies. You know, no shiny objects, no gold, no silver, nothing. You know, I was worried that, you know, good thing I didn't have gold teeth. Well, what happened? It's the funniest thing. I went into a fancy part of town, middle of the day. I'm walking around, you know, no belt, nothing. And I'm looking at all these wealthy Mexicans out and about on the town with their Hermes bags and their Louis Vuitton purses and their Rolexes. And the only thing that my wife and I realized is we're totally underdressed. Totally. But it's time and place. And certainly nobody was walking around wearing a $4 million ring. So anyway, yeah, the whole robbery took 6 minutes. You think you're safe in a hotel? Yeah, just ask Aaron Andrews, right? You think you're safe in a hotel? You're not. You're not safe anywhere. You got to be careful. And this all, folks, from a country where, what? Some of the tightest gun control in the world. And yet, bunch of guys storm right into Kim Kardashian's hotel room, armed to the teeth, like it ain't no thing. So this is the thing. This is what it all comes down to. Yeah, this is a perfect confluence of pop culture stupidity with liberal stupidity smack right in together. Because what do we have? Yeah, we've got a reality TV show star that gets heisted, armed robbed, okay? Is that an expression? In a country that is exactly what every liberal fantasizes about, especially Young over here, who's looking very wistful. Oh, now he's hiding. No, I mean, it's true. Well, I bet you're into gun control, right, Young? Yeah? No? Okay. Well, I'm just saying, it's a thing. And a lot, well, I don't want to get into what Hillary thinks. But the long story short is, what if you've got, this is a, so I remember France. So I have some connection to France because my mother studied there. And I remember I had a school teacher in high school, my French teacher, and she would tell us things like, oh, France, it's such a safe place. This was back in the 90s. You know, a lot of the police, they don't even carry guns. And it clued me into something, a mentality, that there's where the perception is that less guns equals safety. It's a strange thing. You know, I'm going back to the idea of Mexico City, because I remember shopping there on my last visit, and I'm going into a children's clothing store, they don't even sell jewelry, just children's clothing. And there's a guy at the entrance of the store, and he's holding a submachine gun. He's got full on an automatic weapon with one of those clips that would get you, you know, 25 years to life in California if you're caught dead with it. And, you know, the comment I had from a buddy that I was with said, you know, hey, oh, God, it feels, wow, this is crazy. This doesn't feel safe. And my reaction to it was, I feel very safe in here. I got a good guy with a gun. I mean, you want good guys with guns because the secret is that the bad guys have guns. And you know how, do you know how porous these borders are in Europe? I mean, you know how easy it is to get from one country to another? They have open borders. It's called Schengen. They opened up. Yeah, so you basically enter these countries, it's 23 countries or so in the Schengen zone. You enter in one place and then it's open borders from there on out, which is really nice if you're backpacking through Europe, because you can just enter one country and then move to the next and the next without any passport controls. But think of the Balkans, think of like all those countries where there's tons and tons of, you know, there's war and all that weaponry is making its way in. So the bad guys have the guns, obviously, but the good guys don't. And one of the things that they're not talking about right now is that the bodyguard that she has now, I don't know if he carries a weapon here, but her bodyguard team normally carries weapons here in the States. But one of the first things that you do when, if you got a permit to carry a gun here, you go to France, you can't bring the gun into France. So the irony is that the team protecting Kim Kardashian isn't allowed to legally bring in guns to protect her. But of course, the bad guys are armed to the teeth. And nobody's talking about it in these terms, of course, because everybody's engaging in, well, a little bit of delight for Kim K. And it's not fair, really. It's not fair, but kind of is. What are you laughing at? A little bit. Okay, well, it is. Because when you advertise where you're at and show off $11 million worth of bling on you, and you're as famous as her and all followers up the yin yang, you know, Instagram and Snapchat and all that, this was inevitable. And what's more, you heard about her bodyguards, and I don't think people are talking about this either. The bodyguard apparently is, I was just looking it up, he's got thousands and thousands of followers on Instagram. So this guy's kind of a, did you know this? He's kind of a social media nut himself. He's supposed to be protecting her, and instead he's posting on social media. Yeah, if you look at pictures of him, he's got his fanny pack, and next to the fanny pack, he's got a little holster for his iPhone. What a dork. Gosh, dang it. Where do these people come from? So yes, this came precariously close to becoming a true Darwin Award. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Okay, but One important note I want to tell you. That Europe is very environmentally conscious. They may be all about gun control, but they're also all about the environment. Well, how do I know that? Well, these armed robbers escaped on bicycles. Truth. All right. So, look, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about European safety. I think it's interesting to go back because so many people want to apply the European model here. And it's something that Hillary's talking about in the campaign. Always pointing to Europe about how great it is, how many great ideas they have over there. So I want to show you just kind of how they're not quite right about that. Okay, Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Back after this.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
It shouldn't matter, right? In school, it shouldn't matter what you think. It should matter how you present your opinion and how you argue it out. The answer isn't necessarily what matters. It's how you get there. Because that's you exercising your brain muscle.
Talk Radio.
KABC.
All right, Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC, wading in with my thoughts on the Kardashian robbery in Paris. Don't worry. I'm not making it all about the Kardashians. Although I think I'm trying to get at this whole idea, right? A couple of things. One, liberals love to celebrate Europe because of all the gun control. They do. They love it. They say, well, look at that. You know, look at England. And they cite all the statistics. How gun crime is ridiculously low. But what they don't talk about is all the stabbings. So there's plenty of murder there. They just don't have shootings. And they still have some shootings. But Paris, you know, Paris is this place, as I was explaining last segment, it's dangerous. And we Americans are a little bit Pollyannish about it. When we travel, and especially when we travel to romantic cities, we think it's going to be amazing and great. And then it isn't. Surprise, surprise. Now, I'll tell you one example. There's a great, was it the Hollywood Reporter? Yeah, it was, I got it here in the stack of stuff. It's, so the first thing, the first thing that the media, some people in the media said, they go, where did... This sounds fake. This sounds like a fake story. I bet they're making it up, which, of course, I wouldn't put it past the Kardashians, right? I wouldn't do that. But they said it sounds fake. Where did they get a gun? Right? This is how, folks, this is how stupid. I mean, we know this. You and I know this. We know that the media is out to lunch on this. We know that the libs are out there in fantasy land. But when your first reaction is like, oh, where did they get a gun? Well, can't happen. Oh. God, really? I explained, porous borders in Europe, open borders, how easy it is. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you proposing that you're going to seal the borders and manually inspect every, square foot of stuff that comes into the country? You cannot possibly do that. It's not. Oh, and by the way, let's do that in a country that not that long ago had a major world war. You know, and I mean, every farmhouse in France has an old, rifle from World War II left over from grandpa. It's insanity. I'll tell you this. Interesting. You know, my parents are from Eastern Europe. Even communist countries weren't able to clean up the guns. They weren't. And there you had a police state that had full powers, had no constitution, no human rights, no civil rights, no search and seizure limitations. And they couldn't clean it up. So this idea of gun control is just pure fantasy. The only people it disarms are Kim Kardashian's bodyguards. Yeah, they can't carry a gun. But the bad guys... And I'll tell you why. I'll explain it. It's this simple. Look, whether you're ISIS and you've got your, you've got an ideological fight, you are determined, okay? Determined to kill people, to hurt people. You're determined to attack. Or you're four guys about to score $10 million in jewelry. that kind of motivation, you can't, there, you know that expression, where there's a will, there's a way? You heard that before? Well, there is a way for people to find a gun when they are this motivated. And I'm telling you, they got $11 million worth of reasons to be motivated. I've heard different estimates. I see here 11, somebody else said 6, but whatever. A whole lot of cash. And the end result is irrelevant. It's what their motivation was going into it. And so just like any other business, you know, it doesn't matter it doesn't matter what that gun will cost you to procure. It doesn't matter what efforts it will take to get it. You'll get it. And the same is true with ISIS. Every terrorist that wants to inflict harm isn't going there saying, well, shoot, it's kind of hard. I mean, they've really driven this market underground. God dang it. No. They're going to figure out a way to make it happen. And you know what? You know what? This is common sense. And common sense is exactly what we talk about on this program. If you listen on a regular basis, you know it comes down to common sense. You have to run real life problems through some kind of brain filter. And it's just not happening. Gosh. Anyway, it sucks that I have to talk about the Kardashians in order to illustrate what I think is otherwise a very good and noteworthy point. All right. Yeah, okay, we'll talk a little more about, let's talk about what happened in France. I'll tell you a little bit more about my trip. I want to tell you about that when we come back, because I'm going to take you with me. I hope you're ready for that. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Now, as an added spot tonight, I just wanted to let you guys know that we are subjugating our entire show to Sam Nation because apparently he's right. And the rest of everyone is wrong.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Well, it would have been, could have been worse than you. And here we are. So, traffic everywhere. Traffic everywhere. Today was like the worst day in LA, by the way. If you were driving anywhere in LA, your chances of being in some kind of accident shot up to the moon. I'm guessing a lot of people may have been on the phones today dialing Sweet James Bergner. Well, that's what you do. That's the first call that you make. You don't call you get all the person's insurance information. You get their name. You want to always make sure you get their identification. If you've got a phone on you, if somebody hits you in a car accident, one of the greatest things to do is to take a picture of their ID if you can, okay? And make sure they show you their insurance information, and take a picture of that too. As a matter of fact, here's a pro tip. Take a lot of photographs. And I was talking to Sweet James about this. He says photographs make all the difference in your case. So take a lot of pictures, their car, your car, everybody involved. Now, what do? No, you don't call anybody except for your attorney. And your attorney is Attorney Sweet James Bergner. So, yeah, because you don't want to start giving over information, and just all it is you're helping them fight you down the road. Don't do it. Go with somebody that you trust. Go with the guy that will get you results and be in your corner. Attorney James Bergner. His friends call him Sweet James, and here's how you get in touch with him. 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or go to his website, sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Rogowski here, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC. And, you know, we're talking about this robbery in France, and the interesting thing is, you know, and gun control, how this all plugs in. And the reality is that the French, you know, we're always a little bit behind the socialist paradigms. You know, multiculturalism landed in Europe first. You know, the idea of wealth redistribution landed in Europe first, you know. So, and gun control, certainly big in Europe. And now they're rethinking it. Remember what I said about the bodyguard not being able, you know, Kim's bodyguards weren't armed and, you know, they couldn't carry guns. They're actually considering a change to that law, interestingly enough. And it's in response to these types of things. Now, I am convinced, again, that you tend to have violent gun crime, and the statistics bear this out, in gun-free zones. So the reason, one of the reasons that you have such an easy target, look at these terrorist attacks in Paris. There's been so many. And they're there primarily because they know, these guys know, ISIS knows that these are soft targets. They're easy targets. The police themselves, you know, there are two policemen that were on location at the Bataclan Theater, you know, when the attack began. And all they had were little French pistols. I think these are like super soakers or something. I don't know. They're like, yeah, I don't like what? Yeah. Oh yeah. No, exactly. It's like the apple emoji. You know, they took away the pistol and replaced it with a squirt gun. That's exactly an example of liberal idiocracy. So they had little pistols, little like pea shooters. You know, and ISIS rolls up all with their AK-47s or whatever the heck they were having. And they you know, you can't stop an assault with that. You can't. And so now the French are rethinking it. And you know one of the primary reasons why they have to rethink it? You know how big of a hit tourism, Paris tourism has taken in the last little while? Tourist revenue, and just in the first half of 2016, has dropped by, think about this. This is almost Donald Trump's tax return loss. $841 million. $841 million less than in the same period in 2015. That's not an insignificant number. I know it's a big city. But think of all the hotels, restaurants, bars, cafes, museums. It's catastrophic. But the problem is typical. You know, I'll tell you, it comes from politicians. And I'll, you know, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what this Paris mayor said. You know, when newspaper reports, what was it, Fox News, said that. There were no-go zones in Paris, that there were unsafe areas of Paris. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what her response was, because this is exactly the kind of idiocy that I'm talking about. All right, well, we're back. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC. You have to let
that rock and roll. This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
What do you do when your kid comes back from college and says, Dad, you know, racism is everywhere. I just learned it in class. You smack him. That's what you do. You smack him. You smack him senseless. But can you get away with it?
Talk radio.
790 KABC.
Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC, back at the microphone at our undisclosed location deep behind the orange curtain, bringing you common sense with the twist of right. That's right. Okay, well, you know, actually, speaking of crazy invasion-type events, I know we've been talking about Paris. Just a brief aside here. Yeah, I got a friend of mine called me today, found himself in the middle of a news story that broke that happened this morning. an attorney friend of mine has an office on Union Street in Pasadena. And apparently, it's 9 in the morning, and a guy bursts into his office, and he's bleeding from his head. And he starts screaming, "I need a lawyer!" You know, I mean, we should have sent him straight to Sweet James. Go, this is a case for you. I need a lawyer. The guy goes, my friend, who goes, yeah, you need a lawyer. You also need an ambulance. I'm calling 911. You're bleeding, pal. And the guy goes, oh, no, don't call the police. Don't call the police. And he goes, wait here. Do you have a business card? The guy goes, right on my counter. I got some on the counter. He just grabs a fistful of business cards. Mind you, my friend had just gotten the place remodeled like a year and a half ago, and he took great pride. He's got some beautiful carpets down, everything. The mother, you know what, bled all over his brand new carpet. So my friend is pissed. The guy runs out with a fistful of his business cards and gets, and right then, five or six police cars. Yeah, he's the guy that escaped from the institution. He's the mental guy. That was him. He ran into my friend's office. And he grabs his business cards, runs back out, gets tackled by seven cops, two helicopters overhead. So if you were today in Pasadena wondering what all the hubbub was about, that's it. And the guy was on a, this is the funny part about the story. The police told my buddy, they go, yeah, this guy's on this crocodile drug. And it's a designer drug from Russia. And it's like a high dose, heroin. It's a type of heroin, but it's like a stronger than meth. It's like super meth. They call it the zombie drug because you take it and you lose your mind. Anyway, so yeah, don't take that if you want to have a good day. All right, so we're talking about Paris and the crazy things that happened there, and poor Kim Kardashian got $10 million or so in jewelry lifted right off of her. And but the interesting thing is, I was just saying, you know, when I was talking about, you know, gun safety, you know, the French are obsessed with gun control, and so, you know, of course the bad guys still have the guns. It's typical. And I was saying, you remember when Fox News went out and said, look, you know, Paris has these no-go zones. And these are neighborhoods, by the way, that are so crime infested. The police are just, they've abdicated. They've given up. Remember when, Trump got into this controversy talking about London. And he said, yeah, there are no-go zones in London. And everybody in England, you know, crapped a brick. And then cops came out and were like, quietly, you know, well, you know what? It's, you know what? The bloke's right. We've got some problems, mate. Anyway, well, this is what the mayor of Paris, when Fox News reported that there are no-go zones, well, you know what? What is it? Yeah, she threatened to sue. Yeah, for defamation. You know, that is classic liberal idiocy. You know, you call something what it is and then... And then what? Yeah, you threaten to, you don't even want to talk about it. Which kind of reminds me of, anyway. Well, it is what it is. So, I'm headed to Europe next week. And I'll give you a brief report on what I'm going to do. I've got some things I need to do for work. And I'm not going alone. I know you have some concerns there. Don't worry. And yes, I'm going to be very safe. And no, I'm not going to Paris. I'm going to another very beautiful place. And what I'm going to do is, when I'm there, the show is coming with me. I'm not bringing the whole undisclosed location. I can't take all of you guys. Sorry. I have to. Yeah. Got some unhappy faces here. You guys want to come, don't you? Okay. Well, dang it. All right. Jump into the suitcase. Here we go. All right. When I come back, I'll tell you who is coming with me, though. You guys know, right? Who's coming with me? All right. I got a special passenger. Back after this. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
We shall fight on the airwaves. We shall fight on Twitter and Facebook. We shall broadcast our program, whatever the cost may be. And if Sam Nation lasts for 1,000 years, men will say this was their finest hour.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
All right, Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Just before the break, I was telling you I'm headed to Europe. Tomorrow. I won't be here in the studio because of the vice presidential debate, which will be on after John and Jillian at 6. So tune into the vice presidential debate. I won't be here, unfortunately. I'll be on my way to Europe, but then I am taking the show with me. So fear not. I won't abandon you. Oh, I wouldn't do. What are you? No, I. Yeah, I certainly wouldn't do that to you. Not like Bill Clinton did to his love child, right? I wouldn't dream of abandoning. I wouldn't dream of abandoning you guys. No chance. I'm taking my daughter. You know, I try to. I'll tell you what happens. So, I'm planning the trip. I've got some things I need to do over there, and I try on these trips to take a kid with me when I go, because I one-on-one time when you have kids, especially if you've got more than one, there's something really precious about having one-on-one time with your sons or daughters. And so I've tried on these when I go on these business trips is to take one of the kids with me, but now I'm taking my three-year-old. I'm a little bit nervous about this. Okay, I mean it's gonna be a long flight, and I'm gonna have this little girl awake at all hours of the night. Wouldn't you be nervous, Missy, a little bit? So I don't. Yeah, melatonin, yeah, it's gonna my new best friend. But everybody's telling me she's not gonna remember it. She's not gonna remember it. What are you doing? I go. She may not remember the trip, but she's gonna remember the feeling. And I've done it. You know, I think I took Vera on a trip when she was about this age, or maybe just a touch older. And she claims she remembers it. But really what I'll tell you is a week with her, like one-on-one like that. And I took her to meetings and I spent a lot of time with her. And it was good for her. It was, you know, she grew up and her, you know, she talked about it for weeks afterwards. You know, she'd make references to things that she saw. So I think, you know, I think anytime you have an opportunity to show your kids something and kind of expand their vision and take them out of their environment. Kids are sponges. They pick up everything. So anyway, yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. And when I go to, I'll go to Europe and I'll tell you what, I'll be interested to report back to you guys about the presidential race through the eyes of the Europeans. I'll hear from them what they have to say. And tell you a little bit about what they're doing. All right, so don't miss the debate tomorrow, and then follow us, please. You know where to find us on Twitter, and go to the website. We've got all the podcasts on there, samnation.com. And Young's in the studio today, and I gotta compliment you, Young, for all the good work you're doing with making that all look beautiful. And we know you're the secret is he's a Hillary Clinton supporter, so. You know, who says we don't, you know, we don't think broadly when it comes to hiring here at Sam Nation. All right. Enjoy the vice presidential debate tomorrow. I will be back on Wednesday and talk to you then. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Can't stop
addicted to the shindig. News. Talk. Evolve. Your 2016 election headquarters, KABC,
Los Angeles,
Orange County,
a Cumulus station.